The Valley's restaurant and dining scene has been getting more and more attention over the past few years, and now a new series of stories is focusing on a specific population of restaurateurs, immigrants. Bite magazine has been spotlighting restaurants owned by people who immigrated here. Mark Lipchinsky is the magazine's co-founder. He joins me along with Sasha Raj, who owns the Tempe restaurant 24 Carats. That's the vegetable, by the way, not the measure of gold's purity. And Mark, let me start with you. How prevalent are restaurants run by immigrants here?
I can't speak to the statistics. I don't know like how many restaurants there are that are immigrant run, but we are certainly finding a lot of them in the Valley. I think we have a very diverse community here in Phoenix, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Sasha, you own a restaurant called 24 Carats, and you are an immigrant from India.
I am. Tell me
a little bit about what your restaurant is all about and sort of how you came to do this.
Well, how I came to do it is kind of an interesting question because I don't really know, honestly. if most things go in the world, you start walking down a path and you have no idea what's ahead. So when I was in school, I came to this country as a daughter of a very wonderful father who came here as a World Health Fellow. And he was a scientist, and that's what I knew, and I went to school to be a scientist. I got my degree in biochemistry, and I couldn't see myself as being a biochemist. So I opened this juice bar, and by some sort of miraculous fairy of the American dream, here I am with a restaurant, and it's slowly evolved forward. 24 Carats itself, being a plant-based restaurant, is not just a reflection of my cultural heritage. It has a lot of influences of India, the spices, some of the cooking techniques. But it's also, as a vegan myself, there are a lot of cuisines I couldn't have. And here I have access to so many ingredients and so many other cultures by way of trying out cuisines and dishes that I never got a chance to. So our menu is very eclectic.
You use the word evolution, and I'm curious about both the evolution of sort of what you do from a juice bar to the restaurant where you're at now, but also you personally as a biochemistry major to a restaurateur. Like, that doesn't seem like a typical career path for somebody in your major.
I mean, you could ask me or you could ask my parents, and they'll have two totally different answers. For myself, I think I'd always enjoyed cooking. I used to subject my parents to these horrendous Kraft macaroni and cheese mixed with tomato sauce and, like, I don't know, picante sauce and stuff like that. And I'd call it like Mexican food and Italian food. Horrible stuff when I was in like first and second grade. And they'd very graciously eat this. But when I got into college, I really didn't know what my career options were going to be. And in truth, you know, like most immigrant parents, my parents saw their ticket to this country as their degree in science. You know, it opened up a lot of doors. And the year that my father came here, it was the United States was courting immigrants, was opening their doors to people who had higher education degrees in medicine and science. So for them, the only way to make it in this country was to be a scientist. They knew that that path worked, and that's what they encouraged for myself and my sister.
Mark, what kind of impact on the Valley's or maybe the state's cuisine, on its restaurant scene, does it have to have restaurants owned by people like Sasha, who are coming at it from a perspective other than somebody who maybe has lived in Arizona or even in the U.S. for their whole lives?
I would say that it gives people more choice, for one thing, which is a good thing. It gives people a variety of flavors and styles of cooking to choose from that they otherwise might not have.
Does it kind of add to the diversity? I mean, you could have, for example, a Chinese restaurant run by people who don't have any connection to China. Does it matter to have restaurants that are run by people who have these connections to places other than Arizona, other than the U.S.?
Oh, yeah. Having that authenticity factor is big. It's a big deal. But, you know, I think the culinary world is becoming more global in the sense that you see more fusions popping up, like Asian-American fusion, Mexican-Asian fusion, just all different types of fusions where we're experimenting and trying new flavors and trying new foods that aren't normally found in the United States. And I think those are all wonderful things.
I completely agree with Mark. You know, having, say, restaurants owned by people, or not just serving the cuisine of a particular country, but owned by somebody who is from that country, is a treasure in and of itself. Also, having restaurants that focus on blending different cultures is also another form of that same treasure. And it offers perspective.
Did you feel any pressure when you decided that a restaurant was what you wanted to do, that it should be an Indian restaurant, that it should be the food of your youth, as opposed to a plant-based restaurant that is, you know, kind of inspired by what you grew up with?
Yeah, it's actually interesting because I would say at least once a week when I'm at the front register, someone will come in and be like, so are you an Indian restaurant? And I'll say, no, no, no. And every now and then we'll have somebody who'll push and say, well, can you make a curry for me? And, you know, I have to laugh because I want to say, of course I can. Of course I can. But that's not on the menu today, right? So the pressure that I feel is not necessarily internally. So any pressure that I feel is usually that when somebody sees me, they're looking for some sort of common ground. And in their mind, they're like, oh, well, I love curry. That's something to talk to her about, you know? And I wish that more people would maybe just see me as a chef rather than see me as an Indian chef alone.
Mark, what insights have you gained or what have you learned from working on this series and meeting with immigrant chefs and going to their restaurants and hearing about what it is that they do and sort of how they've come to do it?
For the most part, the people that I've interviewed and photographed so far have been extremely thankful for the opportunities that they've had to be here, to be able to cook and provide a taste of their culture to the masses. And I think that's a really wonderful thing.
Sasha and Mark, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Sasha Raj is the owner of the restaurant 24 Carats in Tempe. Mark Lipchinski is co-founder of Bite Magazine.
And good morning. You're listening to the show.